China's goods imports grew nearly 12% in the first 3 months of the year, while exports rose 7.4% year-on-year. That resulted in a trade surplus of 326.2 billion yuan, or around $52 billion, shrinking nearly 22%. The total foreign trade volume reached more than 6.7 trillion yuan in the first quarter, expanding 9.4% from that of the same period last year. Huang Songping, a spokesperson with the General Administration of Customs, said the fast trade growth resulted from a mild global economic recovery as well as the sound development of the domestic economy. He added that the first quarter growth was also supported by steady progress of the Belt and Road Initiative and stronger trading with emerging markets.
沿线国家进出口.
In the first quarter, China's trade volume with countries along the Belt and Road routes grew by 12.9%, 3.5 percentage points faster than the overall increase. China's import and export with the emerging markets in Latin America and Africa increased by 14% and 12.4% respectively.
The top three trading partners of China were the European Union, the United States, and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Trade between China and the U.S. rose 13% in dollar-denominated terms, while their trade surplus in the first 3 months stood at some $58 billion. Huang Songping called on both countries to view the trade imbalance between them objectively and reasonably.
We never pursue trade surpluses. The current trade status has been determined by the market and in the end by the economic structures, industrial competitiveness, and the international division of labor. If we put into consideration the way of calculation, transit trade, and service trade, the real trade surplus is not as big as it may seem.
In terms of China's foreign trade in the second quarter, the spokesperson said he's optimistic about the result despite various uncertainties.
Pressure and challenges for the global economy and international trade in the second quarter will continue to rise. However, just as what President Xi Jinping stressed in his keynote speech at the Boao Forum for Asia annual conference, economic globalization has become an irreversible historical trend, and China will take major measures to expand opening up.
The spokesperson says that in general, he expects China's foreign trade to maintain an upward trend in the second quarter. For CRI, I'm Xie Chen.